Praise the Lord, my friends. I am Evangelist Pat McCall Montgomery, and it is an honor and a privilege to be with you again on this beautiful Sunday morning. We will be talking again this month. Last month, we started a series. It has actually three parts. We spoke last month on part one, and we will be going into part two on today. Now, this series introduces the person of the Holy Spirit and the function of the Holy Spirit. However, I would have you to know right up front that he is the third person of the triune God. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So we're going to give just a brief overview of what we talked about last month, the month of September, before we go into part two. What the Lord wants you to know about the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is the executor, the consummator of the Godhead. He is the comforter. He is the eternal spirit, praise God. He is omnipotent, meaning he's all powerful. He's omniscient, meaning he's all knowing. And he is omnipresent, everywhere at the same time. Praise God. And as we go a little deeper into this series, I'm just going to ask you to just take time. Just forget about all your anxieties. Forget about all your cares. Forget about all your problems. And just concentrate on the Holy Spirit. And I would even go so far as to encourage you to just say these four words: help me, Holy Spirit. And as you do this, the Holy Spirit in you will give you the revelation of who the Holy Spirit really is and how powerful he wants to be in your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, the human body is his temple, but he must be invited to indwell in you, according to Acts 7:51. He can be grieved, according to Ephesians 4:30, and he can be quenched, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:19. And also, 1 Samuel 16:14 says that he can depart from you. Hallelujah, heaven forbid that happens to anyone out there. And Matthew 12:31 says he can be sinned against. Bless his holy name. The Holy Spirit is a personality, for Jesus referred to him, or he, when speaking of the Spirit. Even though he has no body but our bodies, he is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah. The Greek name for the Holy Spirit is Hagai, Pneuma, which means holy wind. And as we know, wind cannot be present without moving something. And so it is with the Holy Spirit when you allow him to rise up in you and to be felt in you, and he will lead and guide you into all truths, according to the book of St. John. Praise the Lord. Now, the Holy Spirit comes to lead the child of God in the way that he should go. But in doing so, we have to remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that says to trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not, praise God, unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Hallelujah. He shows how the holy word of God applies to our everyday, daily living. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit makes Jesus a living and breathing reality every minute and every hour of the day. Without the leadership of the Holy Spirit, praise God, or the Holy Ghost as he's known by others, man is unable to accomplish God's eternal purpose for him. Praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit, God is the source of all power and all things. Jesus is the Word, the wisdom, and the power of God, and the only way to the Father. The Holy Spirit is the power line. He creates, renews, convicts of sin, baptizes, guides, anoints, empowers, sanctifies, bears witness, reveals things of God. He comforts, gives joy, gives discernment, bears fruit, gives gifts. He speaks, teaches, makes intercession, and illuminates the mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. St. John 3:5 says, except a man be born of water and of the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit is with the believer, for he convicts the sinner and draws him to the Lord. Praise God. When a person accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit invisibly baptizes him into the body of Christ, at which time he is born of the Spirit. Isn't that good news? Praise the Lord. We immediately start benefiting from the works of the Holy Spirit as soon as we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, For by one Spirit, are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. And that is the person of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Holy Spirit has been sent to assist the body of Christ, which is the church, praise God. He is our comforter and helper. Every Christian should be aware of what the Father God has provided for the believer in and through the third person of the Trinity, the powerful Holy Spirit. In St. John 15:26, Jesus says, but when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, praise God. The word of God you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and in all Samaria and to all the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Acts 1:8 says the church, as it is known today, the Christian church, was first started when the manifestation and visitation of the Holy Spirit was sent from the Lord and evidenced himself through God's people. Acts 2:4. Now we're entering into part two, and I just for time's sake, I only have just a little bit of time to introduce you to part two. But Acts 2:4 says that, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And while we're speaking about tongues, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:2, for he who speaks in a tongue shall speak, and the Holy Spirit will interpret this unknown language and take it straight into the throne room of God. Hallelujah. For it is the mind of the Spirit that will speak to the Father your very needs and desires of your heart to God. Well, bless the Lord, my friends. Our time is just about expired for today. But just remember, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, he wants to indwell in you. He don't want you to be a little helpless Christian. He wants to give you power, power to walk right, power to talk right, and power to be that overcomer that God wants you to be. Because you know, the Bible says we can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives us strength. And I do decree and declare, when you allow the Holy Spirit to rise up big in you, nothing shall be impossible to you with God on your side. Well, that's about it for today, my friends. But stay tuned again on next Sunday, and yay, even next month when the Lord allows us to come again, and we will get into part two of this powerful teaching about the person of the Holy Spirit. Well, be blessed today, my friends, and remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I.